Jack McLan program. Welcome to the show today. You'll probably recognize by my voice that I'm not Officer Jack McLan. I am sitting in for Jack today at his request, and it's a pleasure to do so. My name is Rick Dalton. I'm a retired police officer and a friend of Jack's for a long, long time. Jack is currently heading home from a trip back east, and he's asked me to fill in on the program today. We have several topics of discussion to bring up, and, of course, anything you want to talk about is okay, too. We'll give you the number to call in. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-343-9443. I thought I would begin today the program, since Jack's not here to tell me not to. He told me I could talk about what I wanted to. I want to share a few things with you about my knowledge about this this great man, Officer Jack McLan, and kind of tell you how I met him and some of the things that I think would be interesting if you haven't heard them. He's a great man, a great patriot, and one of my heroes. My association with Jack began a long time ago, back in December of 1980. And I was a young police officer on the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, just having been on about a year and a half, and learning the ropes of police work. And I happened to turn on a television program, a local call-in TV show one day, and on the show was Jack McLan. And he was talking about things that I hadn't really heard a police officer talk about before. Jack was mentioning some concerns with the way law enforcement was treating people. He was expressing some concerns that sometimes police officers saw themselves as punishers rather than protectors. And sometimes they got the idea that they were a sword rather than a shield. He declared on that program that the shield that we wear, the badge on our chest, is called a shield, and he said that's for a reason. He said that to wear it to shield and protect citizens against the violations of their rights, and that the punishment should be left up to the other, another element in the justice system, and that is the judicial branch of government. They're the ones that set up the punishment. The executive branch enforces laws. Anyway, those were things that I had heard, of course, clear back in high school, but hadn't really thought about. Jack published a little brief called A Lawman Speaks for Liberty. Talked about a few things that were going on, and it really struck a chord with me. He said that as a person who had sworn to defend the Constitution, it was his job and his goal to defend it against all enemies. Now, that's right in the oath, all enemies, foreign and domestic. Jack said we have domestic enemies of the Constitution. I never thought of that before. And so after listening to him talk a little bit, I looked into his background, and I called him on the phone. But I want to tell you where this, at this particular time, where he was in his career. Jack had been a member of the police department and had started a nationwide program called the Officer Friendly Program that was picked up by Sears and Roebuck. Time to break for some commercial announcements, and we'll continue. This is the Officer Jack McLan program. Rick Dalton filling in for Jack, and we'll be back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Officer Jack McLam program. This is Rick Dalton filling in for Jack today, talking about several things that are of importance to all Americans. I want to give you again the phone number to call in. I might have given a wrong number one of those times. The number to call in to speak with me and to share your thoughts and ideas is 1-800-313-9443. I'll say it again, 1-800-313-9443. When we took the break, we were speaking about Jack's career in the Phoenix Police Department, Phoenix, Arizona, early on. Jack saw a real need to reach the people in the minority areas in Phoenix, because in many areas where there is it seems to be low income and there's a lot of crime. Sometimes the only contact with police that young people get, youths and children, is when the cops come to take somebody away. And of course, there's obviously young children don't think much of cops to come arrest mommy or daddy or brother or sister or uncle. And Jack wanted to share with the young people the importance of law enforcement and the real meaning behind the badge, behind the term to protect and serve. So Jack got permission and began speaking to schools and any place he could get in the some of the minority areas in South Phoenix. He took along with him a couple of partners. One of them was a snake, and now he would walk into the classroom and put a briefcase on the table, open this briefcase up and introduce his partner to these young kids. One of them was a snake that he called Sneaky Snake. I don't remember what kind of snake it was, but boy, he got the kids' attention right away and it broke the ice. Then he says, I've got another friend in here too, and his name is Alley-Oop. This Alley-Oop was a live alligator. Not a toy one, not a stuffed one, but a live alligator that he called Alley-Oop. And of course, that won him instant friendship with the young people, and then he was able, of course, to talk with them and to share with them the importance of telling the truth and obeying the law and the idea that police are your friends. Now, this program got such great reviews from the educational institutions and also from the media that the Sears and Roebuck Foundation took this program on and actually made it nationwide, made some videos and some films with Jack, and it was called the Officer Friendly Program, and it was taken nationwide and copied by law enforcement agencies all around the country. Now, that was a little bit before I met him. When I finally met Jack that one day after speaking on television, after he was speaking on television, I called him right up. And said, hey, I got to talk to you. Man, you're talking kind of strange. But it hits me in the heart. And I need to know more about what you're talking about. And so I called, excuse me. I didn't think I was going to get emotional, but I just did. That was a long time ago. Sorry, folks. That was a long time ago. And it brings back great memories. So I went to visit Jack. He was a little bit worried about who I was and why, I guess. I'm sure he told me that afterwards, but he gave me his address and I went to visit him. So went, sat down, talked a little bit in his living room, and this had been a couple of years after he started the program. He says, well, you want to meet Alley-Oop? He said, Sneaky Snake is no longer around, but I still got Alley-Oop. So he takes me in his in the bathroom, pulls back the shower curtain. Oh, my gosh. Right there in the tub was a 5.5-foot alligator. Alley-Oop had grown up, and he still kept him in the bathtub. And, of course, then he had a cattle trough kind of thing outside that we'd put him after he got too big for the bathtub. And that was a little scary for me, but that's what Jack McLean was willing to do and to go through to try to reach the young people in Phoenix. And it wasn't long before Jack found himself in trouble for speaking out. He spoke out in defense of some citizens when in some cases officers and instruction from supervisors was such that they wanted to get around the procedural rules of the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment namely, and they were violating rights for convenience. Well, we don't have to go through this. We know the guy's a jerk. We know the guy's a drug dealer, et cetera, et cetera. And that didn't sit right with Jack. We don't have to give him all the protections that he's supposed to have. He's a blankety blank, you know? And of course, to anybody who really understands the Constitution, they realize that a person is innocent and presumed to be so until they're proven guilty, and the police don't have the power to prove someone guilty. They have the power to gain the evidence and present it and assist with the prosecutorial branch. And then after that, then is someone punished. But they're in the meantime, they have rights. And he spoke out for people's rights on a few occasions, even those that are and were accused of a crime. And that got him in trouble. He was blackballed. He was ostracized. And at one time, he got injured. And on duty and making a felony arrest, I think it was an armed robbery suspect, I can't remember, but his shoulder was injured. And they were supposed to put you on light duty until your injury can heal, of course, like some sort of a desk job or a telephone job, so you can get back on the street. But his supervisors kept against his doctor's orders, putting him back out on the street again before he was fully healed, and he kept re-injuring the shoulder. And so he again had to take more time off work and missed work, and then they brought him up on charges for not being available for work, for malingering when he was doing the best he could. And the doctors from the city who actually were representing the city also told him that he was making not enough progress to be back on the street. Well, to make a long story short, eventually they fired him for dereliction of duty, for malingering and not being available for work after all the things that they had done, and they wouldn't let him get healed. So I was able to be there and watch as he had a hearing. And thank goodness they had a civilian review board. And this civilian review board reviewed the facts, and they were appalled that he would be fired for something like this, and he got his job back with full back pay, and they gave him his job back. Well, then, guess what? Here we go again. The very same. Oh, you know what? I just made a mistake. Sorry about that. That was the second time he was fired. The first time he was fired for speaking out and taking positions on his own time, off duty, that were against what the officials of the police department wanted. And so they fired him for that. He began to write and get more and more readers from his little journal, and he started the American Citizen and Lawman Association. They called him in and demanded that he turn over his mailing list. And that's because he was reaching officers all around the country. And Jack's great ability to share the Constitution and to urge officers to remember their oath and to actually live by and support their oath to defend the Constitution against anybody inside or outside of the country. And the chief of police of Phoenix was getting letters from around the country from other law enforcement administrators saying, can't you control this guy? So he was fired the first time for that First Amendment situation, and he got his job back for that very reason, because he had a right to do it on his own time and off duty. And the second time, they got him on this bogus charge of not being available for work and the injury thing, and so he was fired the second time. Again, he went before this review board and got his job back with back pay. But by this time, his injury was such that it wasn't going to heal. He had lost a lot of the motion in his arm. His arm began to get tremors, and he was not going to be able to fulfill his duties in the patrol division. And to make a long story short, they offered him a medical retirement, which he should have gotten anyway automatically. They kept running him around and denying it. If he would simply go away, and by that time he'd filed a lawsuit against the city for a violation of his First Amendment rights. So Officer Jack McLam was forced to leave the job that he loved. And about that time, a little before, that's when I met him, and I have joined with him since then and worked with him and been involved in the American Citizens and Lawmen Association and police and military against the New World Order, another organization. I've followed him, worked with Jack, and he's one of my heroes, as I've said before. Anybody wants to call in, the number to call, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We have a caller on the line, John in Washington. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Nice show. I enjoy that you're sharing with people the fine qualities of Mr. McLam, because I'll tell you, back when he was a cop in Mesa, I was a biker up there, and I used to ride a very fancy Italian, pure Italian motorcycle, Moto Guzzi Convert V1000, which was also the type that the motorcycle patrol drove at the same time, only this one was quite special. And, and they stopped me one night. He had some sort of a rookie with him. And I have to say that in my estimation, that's the first time that I've ever actually been treated as a human being when being approached by a police officer. And he's a fine man, and I'm sorry that he's having so much trouble.
Well, John, I share your feelings for Jack also. And, you know, and did you say that was in Mesa or was it in Phoenix?
Mesa.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jack was an officer in Phoenix. I was an officer in Mesa. I'm not sure. I don't think Jack would have stopped you in Mesa.
Well, maybe I was still in Phoenix. I was headed to Mesa.
Okay, yeah, you could have been.
I was headed out there to the water tower.
I got you.
That
well,
new
you know,
housing development. So
well, you know what, John?
It was
that's
all under construction back then.
Sure. Listen, we've got to take a break, but, you know, I appreciate the call, and Jack will, I'm sure, love to hear it. It's great to hear that, and everyone should be treated that way no matter what. John, thank you very much. And, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back shortly after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, this is the Officer Jack McLam program. Rick Dalton sitting in for Jack. We just had a great conversation with John in Washington. And John, I share your concern for Officer McLam. And you know, currently he's going through some other situations too. But your call just really brought home the fact that that the idea of a police officer being a servant of the people. It's one that has been lost these days. I saw in my own police department and many others little things such as the shield being taken off the doors of the police cars. The shield said to protect and serve. They took those off many years ago. I really, really complained about it and almost got myself in trouble by trying to just making a stink about keeping it on the patrol cars when they changed the color scheme, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, it made a difference, and I really think that if it was on the doors of the police cars, when each officer got in that patrol car, it's time to head on. If he happened to read that and see it, it might help him realize what his job really is, to protect and to serve. And, of course, you have to kick butt and take names sometimes. That's obvious. But you only do that to protect someone else's liberties. You don't do that to punish somebody because you think they're a scumbag or whatever else. And it's awfully hard. Officers today are subject to so many more threats and society is more polarized. I really empathize with them. They don't know who their friends are. It used to be that you could walk down the street and you could be getting involved in a situation and the citizens would come to help you if they thought you need help. There still are those citizens like that today, I believe. But they're few and far between for a lot of reasons. But the code of ethics of law enforcement is one that says that we will stick with our chosen profession. We will keep our private lives unsullied as an example to all. And it actually mentions that the law enforcement officer will serve before God. It actually brings a religious meaning to it. And, of course, that's the reason for the oath. When we take an oath, when we testify in court, whether we're a police officer or a private citizen, that's why they used to use the Bible, so that we would realize that everyone who testified, that they there was someone watching them, and they certainly had better tell the truth and help in the search for the truth, which a trial is supposed to be. Unfortunately, today some trials have almost a predetermined outcome because of the way judges control the use of evidence. That's a whole other ball game. I've testified in hundreds of criminal proceedings and a few civil proceedings, and it's really sad to see that happen. I wanted to mention and get your feelings if we have some callers. Again, the number to call in, 1-800-813-9443. Let me give that number again. 813, I'm sorry, I'll start over. 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to repeat it again. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, I want to talk about the Supreme Court. It's in the news right today because of the president's nomination of Judge Roberts, a judge from the Court of Appeals. I'm not sure if it was in Washington. I better check my facts, but I want to talk about a recent Supreme Court case. It's been in the news a lot, and in my mind, it strikes down one of the foundations of our entire system, our economic system as well, and that's the right to own and control your own private property. The case is Kello, K-E-L-O is the case, as it's called, and if you'll remember, the city of New London, that's New London, Connecticut, the case is, yes, Kello versus City of New London. This city upheld the right, I'm sorry, claimed the right to take private property, the homes of others who had, in many cases, owned them for a long time, over 100 years in one case, take that property and turn it over to another private interest for development and increasing the tax revenue of the city. I don't understand how you can take one person's property and give it to another one. You know, there's a man named Frederick Bastiat, or Bastiat if you prefer, a Frenchman in 1850, wrote a great book called The Law. In the book The Law, he identifies this as legal plunder. He says, how do you identify legal plunder? He says, it's simple. You see, if the law takes from one person what belongs to them and gives it to another to whom it does not belong. See if the law does what a person could not do individually without committing a crime. That is theft. He calls it legal plunder because it's allowed under the legal system. And in my mind, that's what's happened. Of course, the idea of eminent domain is a constitutional one. It is one that can be used in situations where it's a really genuine general use for the property, such as a freeway or something that does benefit everybody. But how can you take money from our property from one person and give it to someone else? Call in, give me your thoughts on that. You know, that brings to mind, by the way, I'm a school teacher now. I've retired from the police department 8 years ago. I'm just entering my 8th year coming up of teaching high school history and government. And it's an excellent opportunity to see young people and see how they respond to the ideas of liberty. When we come back, I'll share with you their thoughts and their ideas when they're faced with this question. And now, a pause for these words.
You're listening.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Hello, once again, this is the Officer Jack McClam program. We're back from the break. Rick Dalton sitting in for Jack McClam. And let's go right to a caller. We have Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, I can tell by the way Jack talks what a nice guy he is.
You're definitely right about that. The man has, can and has been tough when he needed to be as a cop, but there's no bigger heart. And I get emotional because I've known him so long and know what he's gone through and what he's suffered being ostracized and going around the country speaking for nothing except for whatever people want to donate, and just he's dedicated to liberty and is willing to sacrifice whatever he can. He's a fine man. He's a fine gentleman. He's generous to a fault. That's for sure. Are you a regular listener to the program?
Yes. Once I found that he was on, and that wasn't too far back.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, I even... another program, I heard Clay Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that he is back in operation.
Sure.
That was, I realized that a motorcycle can be a death trap if you don't know how to run it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't run it, well, you don't have to run into somebody. they might run into you.
You're not a kid, and you're absolutely right.
And I had a nephew that somebody ran into his pickup truck, and I guess the guy was under the affluence of alcohol. And he got out of the truck, and he had a few nice words to say.
Sure.
What would the fellow that bumped into him have to say if he had been riding his motorcycle and he had been killed and had to explain to his wife and children?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely true. Let me ask you, Bob, are you familiar with this the latest Supreme Court case where they took somebody's house and gave it to a big developer, several people?
Oh, yes, I've heard about that. I didn't know that it was a Supreme Court judge that owned land up in Moyer. But
does it make you mad? Can you believe that the government could do that? It was the city.
Not under the Constitution.
Yeah, it was the city that did it. Remember, and boy, we had some similar things that's happened right here in the city of Mesa, Arizona, where I live. That's where I served as a police officer. Bob, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to continue on. Thanks for your call, and remember, your opinion's important, and you need to let it be heard in your own city because it could happen to you.
Well, 73, Rick.
Thanks, Bob. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just touch on this one issue with this case. You know, it's not only that a city thought it was okay to take someone's property and give it to somebody else, but there's a part that's missed in this, and that is that the Supreme Court felt it had anything to say about it at all. It's not a national issue. The Supreme Court should have had nothing to say about it. As far as it wherever it got up to an appellate court, that should have been it. It's left to the states. The states are the ones that have the obligation to protect private property, and the Supreme Court is sticking its nose in where it doesn't belong, unfortunately. And even if the court would have decided the other way, that's the thing that we all have to realize. There can be a danger in supporting and using the wrong venue, even for the right reasons. Certain things are states' rights, and under our system of federalism, we have the vertical separation of powers, and Supreme Court shouldn't be involved in this at all. It's a sad situation. You know, when I talk to my young people in my high school class at Heritage Academy in Mesa, Arizona, they seem to ask the right questions that some of us older adults, many in America, don't ask. And they say, well, where does the government have the right to take money from one person by force and give it to somebody else? I ask them that question. And then somebody says, well, wait a minute. One of the students will say, almost inevitably, well, what about welfare? They're taking money through taxes from one person and giving it to somebody else. See, they cut right to the chase. That's another issue of legal plunder. And then somebody's going to say, well, wait a minute. Don't we care about the poor? And that's one of those emotional things, and of course we do. But if we're talking about the Constitution, we have to remember principles first. Of course we take care of the poor, but how should that be done? If we have anyone cares to share some ideas or thoughts on this issue, how do we take care of the poor? If the government shouldn't do it, how do we do it? The number to call, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we do have a caller online, John in Texas. Welcome.
Hey, Rick. It's good to hear you. I've never heard you before. Have you done this talk thing before?
I actually, for a while back, had a show on another satellite. I don't even remember what it was, for about 3-4 months before. And so I happened to kind of like riding a bike when Jack asked me to fill in.
Well, you sound really good. I'm a radio guy, too. But I want to tell you that I'm a new listener to RBN and someone who kind of woke up to all this stuff back maybe in, like, March.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, you're not alone in that area. There's lots of people that just don't seem to realize what's going on. So what woke you up, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, you try to wake other people up, and it's kind of, well, it's not funny. It's sad, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. But,
you know, you put that out there, and you never really know, you know, how people are going to react. You know, you got to be kind of gentle about it.
Yeah.
but, you know, you kind of pass it on and you know, share the information, and some will bury their head in the sand, and others will not react at all.
Right.
And some will wake up, you know, and... If you, what you asked me what woke me up, it's like you look at what's going on now,
uh-huh,
and you say something's just not equating. I mean,
sure,
it's just not making any sense. It's
certainly
all, it's all backwards, and the,
yeah,
broken borders and all that. And I think in mainstream media, the only thing you, that comes close to getting the truth out there is Lou Dobbs on CNN.
You know, I'm amazed that he stays on that big major television thing and says what he says, and you're absolutely right, boy. That's one of the things that I look at and check, especially immigration. He hits it a lot, as you know.
Can't you just see him just shaking his head like, man,
yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, and he's thinking, I wonder how many people out there are realize what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I wanted to mention to you, I've never called Jack before, and I'm a very new listener to his show. But what really touched me when you got into this program was your emotion about the feeling of your connection with this wonderful human being. And, you know, you can't fake that. And emotion coming from a former police officer is really good. Well, it's good to come out of any of us, but I really appreciated that. And that's so real. And if you're real and you put out the truth and the facts, people will bond with you.
Well, I certainly hope so. I traveled a few years before I got retired. I traveled with Jack and many others, including Clay Douglas and some others, around the country in what was called Preparedness Expos. You probably haven't heard of those, but anyway, they were just big exhibitions with a lot of national speakers and things on these very issues. And we traveled the country, and it was a great opportunity to see lots of people who are realizing something's wrong, and the solution is education and educating yourself first, which I hope you're doing, and I know you're doing now, and then sharing it with other people.
I was listening to what's his name, the professor that was on C-SPAN that did that talk. What's his name?
Oh,
it's not coming to me.
I'm drawing a blank.
I was listening to him on Alex Jones today.
Uh-huh.
And he's supposedly going to be in Washington, I think, here on Friday to do some kind of 9/11 truth deal.
I haven't heard.
David Ray Griffin.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know who he is.
Written several books, Omissions and Distortions, mm-hmm, and The New Pearl Harbor and so forth.
Yes.
But, you know, and there's a gentleman named Morgan Reynolds. You know, people are starting to just, you know, kind of blossom out and say, hey, you know, something's not right.
Yeah, it's true. And one of the things that I've always had to hold on to, because sometimes you mentioned some possible reactions when you start sharing these things, there's another reaction that you might get, and I've gotten, and you probably have, or you will, and that is some people will attack you when you start talking about this.
Oh, of course.
They'll call you a right-wing neo this and a ultra that, and a, you know, so that can happen too. The only thing you got to realize is, and hopefully, and this is what's helped me, if you're talking about the truth,
mm-hmm,
the truth has a power of its own. And, you know, people can laugh at it and deny it and ignore it, but sooner or later, with a lot of people, it's going to hit them. And you may actually affect people down the road that you didn't even realize when they turned you off to begin with. So
when you just drop off the thought.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And
well, you do a great job, and I figured you'd had some experience before, but you know, you sound really good, and God bless you for being real. I love that, and that's why I love listening to Jack.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. We have another caller, and that's from Ohio, Gene in Ohio. Thanks again for the call. Gene, are you there?
Accepting my call, yes. The reason I'm calling is two things. One is the Supreme Court decision on the property taking.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask a question on that, and then later I'll listen to your answer on the radio.
Okay.
I want your opinion. Do you think there's a connection possibly between that decision and the housing bubble? In other words, since they can't generate construction and money, taxes, and things of that nature, do you think that that possibly might be another reason why they've done that? Also, the second question is, I would like to know if you think it would be possible for a radio program like yours and others that have real issues that aren't in the mainstream to get together and come out with a tabloid that you see in the newsstands all across America, like the Inquirer and other things, with the real issues that we could see them and discuss them in these little hometowns of ours. I'm going to hang up now and then I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Two great questions. First of all, regarding the Supreme Court decision, you know, I hadn't heard that possibility. And Gene, you mentioned the housing bubble, and you can't generate. I don't know if you're talking about the housing as the bubble has burst some places, but where I'm at, it's going crazy, and there's all kinds of income and money being made. Houses are they're getting hard to buy because of their cost. But, you know, I'm hoping that this decision was not connected in any way, and that someone, no one suggested it to these justices that they do this and make a way for cities to take property this way. I certainly hope there's no connection to it. You know, we pray for and we hope for the fact that our justices are there to do one thing, and that's to interpret the Constitution in the tradition of the founding fathers. And when it was written, it meant certain things, and they used language and words that were clearly discernible. There's not a lot of ambiguity in it. And let's hope that that's what they're going to do. Let's hope that this new nominee of the president is going to do just that, and not to be swayed by any political ideas either way, one side or the other, if you want to talk about left and right, liberal, conservative. Now, as to your second question, you know, There are various ways to get the word out, and I have a great experience with our former governor. Why can't I remember his name? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Evan Meekum. Sorry, the former governor of Arizona, Evan Meekum. He ran at least once before he was elected, and he was defeated. And he used the tabloid, Gene, just as you suggested. He used the tabloid to put the important information that the major media would not allow him to project. They didn't cover it. They didn't report his statements and issues. And so the people didn't know what he really felt like and what his opinions were on the major issues that were important to them. He spent a lot of money and set up a tabloid and printed it and mailed it, went around the media directly to almost every household in the state of Arizona and won election. And so I would encourage anyone who thinks that they might be able to do that. Of course, it has to with Evan Meekum, he wasn't trying to make money, but if you're going to do it on a regular basis, you need advertising, just like this program survives with advertising. So I encourage those that may want to do that or have the idea to get together and get some funding together and find the connections that you can and get the word out that way. That is, I think, a good thing, is it can be passed on, passed around, and so one copy of a tabloid with this good information in it can really be effective in spreading the word. Thanks, Gene, for your call. I want to kind of take in the last few minutes and talk about another issue. This is a particular case. It's important to me, and it is to Jack. It's one that Jack started back in 1987. It's a case of law enforcement making some serious mistakes that ended up in people's deaths. There are many of those that we could talk about. We could talk about Waco. We could talk about Ruby Ridge. There are many others. And Jack was involved in the Ruby Ridge case directly in saving the lives of Randy Weaver and his children. But this is the case that began in North Dakota with a shootout between Gordon Call, a patriot and a tax protester and someone who feared the government and wanted to try to turn things around. And if you remember, there was a shootout in North Dakota, I believe, February 1983, and two U.S. Marshals were killed. They attempted an arrest, and Gordon Call took responsibility for shooting those marshals. Gordon's son, Yuri, was shot in that case. Gordon escaped and was on the run for several months. It was the biggest manhunt in American history at that particular time. He was located through surveillance and through a snitch hiding in Arkansas. And in June, I believe it was June 3rd, the place where Gordon Call was staying, was hiding, was surrounded. And there was another alleged shootout. Well, the official story is that Gordon Call and the other person who was killed that day, Lawrence County Sheriff Gene Matthews, shot each other. Well, right away, the official story fell apart because of physical evidence and facts that anybody in their right mind could see. And this case was very difficult. Nobody would listen. They wouldn't reopen the investigation. But American Patriots took it into their own hands and began a private investigation that Jack and I were involved with. We'll continue that after these words.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Final segment of the program. This is the Officer Jack McLam program. Rick Dalton sitting in for Jack, who's traveling, heading back home from a trip back east. And we have a couple callers on the line. We'd like to get to those right away. First, Grandpa Stan in Minnesota.
Hey, Rick, thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm so glad to hear that you're an instructor or teacher, because it reminds me, when I lived in Colorado in Loveland, I took the Civilian Police Academy course that was put on by the city of Loveland.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated with perfect attendance, but I got in trouble one night in class because a captain was going around the country acting as a constitutional expert and teaching the Constitution, got angry with me because I had my little jury booklet in my hand and I was asking him questions. This guy was a left-wing socialist, I forget his name, but he was teaching the class that we should have a professional jury, which I knew was wrong.
Boy, oh boy.
And I challenged him in front of everybody, and obviously I got in trouble for that. But I want to jump over Jim Patrick. Does that ring a name ring a bell?
You bet.
I knew Jim when I lived there quite well.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed his company. And also, I think I got a video of the Gordon Call case that he was taped at Pastor Peach Church when he presented the whole investigated information that you guys had collected.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see that?
I don't think I saw that. No, you know, there was a documentary done about the program. Well, there was a couple. There's one of the Hollywood ones, which is a big sham, but there was another one called Death and Taxes. Are you aware of that one?
Yeah, I think I might have seen it, but it probably isn't the same as what Jim portrayed because Jim was there.
Right.
And I think it's about an hour and a half. I got burned on my DVD burner here if anybody needs a copy of it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I'd love to. You know how to get a hold of Jack, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Send it or call the office there and get a hold of him for me, and I'd love to see it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Jim, I haven't seen him since the clear back is in 1987 in Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, been that long.
Oh,
been
well,
that long.
Wonderful guy. Missed living out west.
Sure.
I also missed the preparedness expos. Whatever happened to those?
Well, I think it was just pretty much saturated the market. And that's one of the reasons I switched to teaching school with young people because we found at the end we were preaching to the crowd and mostly older folks who knew what was going on were there. And I think I'm being a lot more effective teaching young people about the truths about America and our founding fathers, system they set up. But
well, I had an experience last week. I had orientation class for my grandson, his girlfriend, and a couple other kids, 18-year-olds, introduction to aviation, had them up at my hangar. And, man, I was impressed how I had this captive audience that were listening to me. So you're right on track. Those young people will listen.
That's for sure. Stan, I've got to take one more call before the thing closes. Thank you so much for the call. Talk to you later. We're going to go now to John in Arizona. John?
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Super. You had a gentleman call you a couple calls back about putting a tabloid type paper in.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we have 30 seconds, John.
Well, there's several different tabloid papers already kind of available, like the Idaho Observer. That one might be something that he might be interested in putting in the stores.
Listening, Idaho Observer.
Yep, Idaho Observer and the American Free Press.
Yes, we're aware of that one. They advertise on this program.
Yes, those are two very good papers, populist papers that are exposing the New World Order. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are we off the air?
Not yet, but I got 5 seconds to close.
I just want to say, you know, I've been handing out your letter that you had typed out for Jack. I'm former military.
Great.
And I've been handing out your letter to military as well over here at Luke Air Force Base. So.
Super. Thanks so much. All right, John, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to close. This is the Officer Jack McLam program. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. This is Rick Dalton for Jack McLam saying good night. And remember, freedom works.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws. And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
While the rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.